Quick disclaimer, information in this podcast is for general informational purposes only and is not intended to be treated as medical advice. Always consult with your healthcare team before making changes to your diet, lifestyle, supplementation, or medication.
If you're searching out on the internet, be aware that it really is the Wild West web. People will be throwing stuff at you left, right, and center, and most of it won't be right.
Welcome to Type 2 Diabetes Talk, the place where we chat about what really works to treat type 2 diabetes and prediabetes naturally with nutrition and lifestyle. If you're looking to optimize blood sugar and A1C, lose weight, reduce medications, and improve your overall health, this is the place to be. Now, here's your host, type 2 diabetes nutrition specialist, Dr. Jetta.
A very warm welcome to the first episode of Type 2 Diabetes Talk. I'm Dr. Jetta, and I'm really excited to have you here with me today to share what's bound to be a great adventure for us all. Being this is an introductory episode, I thought it would be best to start by giving you an overview of how this talk show came about, who I am, the research and work I've done, why we're here, how this talk show can help you, and what's to come in future episodes. Firstly, I want to say a big thank you to all the people who provided their topic suggestions and questions to help kickstart the show. Walter wanted to know about lowering blood sugar without medications. Mike and Camille need help with weight loss. Donna and Laurie want tips on eating out at restaurants. Cynthia, Nancy and Christy ask questions about foods such as eggs, snacks and ice cream. Pam asked about blood sugar monitoring. Kathy is worried about insulin and weight gain. Jean is worried why medications get pushed on people. Marianne is curious to understand the connection between thyroid conditions and diabetes. Debbie and Robin are interested to understand more about prediabetes, type 2 diabetes, and perimenopause and menopause. Susan, Jeff, and Lynn ask questions about various vitamins and supplements. And others wanted to know, what's with all the conflicting diet guidelines? Does nutrition really help? How to gain weight? How to maintain weight? Food replacements, prediabetes symptoms, inflammation, neuropathy, exercise, morning blood sugar levels, and the list goes on. So I guess you could say we've got a lot to cover. So again, thanks to everyone who submitted all these topics. If you have a question or want to make a suggestion, please head to type2diabetestalk.com where you can leave a voice message or send an email with your questions, topics, and suggestions. Not only will we cover many of the great topics you submitted, we'll enjoy time with guest experts, share member stories, explore important research, and much more. So make sure you bookmark your weekly calendar for Tuesdays at 10 a.m. US Eastern Time or your time zone equivalent, and set aside 20 to 30 minutes of your time as we'll be releasing a new episode of Type 2 Diabetes Talk each week. And of course, being this is a podcast, you can find the replays, show notes and resources on our website anytime at type2diabetestalk.com. For our members listening to the show, you can log into the members site to find the podcasts in the members library, along with additional resources as well, as we'll have lots of extra perks available for members as we roll out future episodes. And we'll be posting new episodes on the Dash as well. So just log into the members site to find all the latest podcasts. So how exactly did this talk show come about? It's been a long while coming, actually. 5 years, in fact. That's right. When I looked at my records, I had started drafting an introduction for Type 2 Diabetes Talk back in 2018. I had the intention of taking you through the journey of my PhD and the research I conducted, but a lot of things got in the way. Thankfully, we finally got here, but let me backtrack quite a bit so I can share the epic journey that has led me here. Firstly, though, let me just say I don't usually like to talk about myself too much because this podcast is here to help you. But I think it's important that you understand the amount of time and work behind my journey, as it will help you put your trust in this talk show and the information to come in the weeks and months ahead. I've got a professional background in the health and wellness industry spanning more than two decades. My qualifications include a bachelor's degree in social science with a triple major in sociology, counselling and interpersonal relationships, a master's in nutrition, where I focused all my coursework on type 2 diabetes, and I did research exploring inflammation, a PhD in type 2 diabetes nutrition and digital health, where I led some of the world's most innovative and comprehensive research on digital dietary programs in type 2 diabetes. And I also hold several diplomas and certificates as well. It was way back in about 2010 that I developed a passion for helping people with type 2 diabetes and pre-diabetes. I think it began before I pursued my master's in nutrition, and probably what led me into it actually. I was coaching clients with weight loss who also had diabetes, and they were struggling with blood sugar control. And when I looked online back then, there was literally very little information on diabetes at all. And the info that was available, it was very generic and simple, almost treating people as if they were stupid. It never seemed to answer any questions. And I realised if I was a person with type 2 diabetes, it would leave me completely confused. The more I got into the research, the more I discovered that much of the info being shared with people wasn't accurate either. There was a lot of misinformation, and again, I began to really understand why people struggled so much. So I decided during that time that I would make it my mission to support people with type 2 diabetes and pre-diabetes to change their health. I was passionate about nutrition and knew the value of its effects, and I was determined to understand more about how it could help people with type 2 diabetes and pre-diabetes. So I developed a ravenous appetite for exploring research because I love to learn, and I love taking that complex information and translating it into practical solutions that really help people. Taking all the research I was exploring, I founded Diabetes Meal Plans back in 2015. Diabetes Meal Plans, or DMP, as most of our followers and members know us as, began as a website to share the latest research and information about food, nutrition, and health for treating type 2 diabetes and pre-diabetes. Pretty soon, DMP had grown a substantial following because what we were sharing was having a positive impact on people's lives. I work with other dietitians, nutritionists, and diabetes educators to explore more and more research, which we shared on the DMP blog to educate our followers. The feedback that we were getting from our readers was that finally they knew what to do. For instance, that eating low fat wasn't the way to go, but eating less carbs was a good idea. But they didn't know how to do that in a way that was sustainable and enjoyable. So based on all the feedback received, I created a members club at DMP, an online space where people could discover exactly how to eat for better blood sugar control and long-term diabetes management. And they could do it all from home at a time and place that was convenient to them. They had a trusted friend at their fingertips that supported them to achieve the results they wanted. So DMP has grown from very humble beginnings, and I'm proud to say we're now the world's most comprehensive online nutrition education and support services specifically dedicated to people with type 2 diabetes and pre-diabetes. We have members from all around the globe, primarily from the US, where half of our team is based, but also in Canada, Australia, Asia, and the UK and Europe. Technology has allowed us to reach people far and wide. You can learn more about DMP and our programs and services at type2diabetestalk.com/DMP. At DMP, our mission has always been the same: to make a real difference in the lives of people living with type 2 diabetes and pre-diabetes. And we do this by providing proven, practical solutions that help people achieve and maintain their blood sugar and health goals naturally through nutrition and lifestyle. And that is a key difference about everything we've always done and continue to do now. During all my research, I discovered that nutrition was the key to achieving better blood sugar, A1C, and overall health in diabetes, much more effective than medication. And in fact, with the right nutrition, people often reduce or stop medications. That's how powerful it can really be. I know because I've seen this happen many, many times. I'm proud to say that over the past decade, we've helped thousands of people at DMP completely change their health. And after seeing so many people achieving these great results, I decided to do a PhD so I could prove that what we do at DMP works. During my PhD, I led some of the world's most comprehensive and innovative research on digital dietary programs in type 2 diabetes. I conducted the first systematic review in the world of web-based dietary interventions for type 2 diabetes, and the published manuscript has been cited among the American Diabetes Association medical care guidelines for the emerging benefits of digital health these past 2 years. For the first time, I conducted and reported research on how digital programs can and should be developed by involving the people who will use them, you, the people with type 2 diabetes and pre-diabetes. With their help, I developed an incredible online nutrition program, the T2 Diet Program, and for the first time in the world, I conducted a randomized control trial of this unique T2 Diet Program, which achieved incredible results, reducing people's A1C, weight, and medications. Also, for the first time, I explored and reported on how to engage people in digital dietary programs, what people need and want, and how we can support them to achieve results. I've also published a number of other manuscripts, so my work has been published in leading journals across the globe. And I've also been featured in media, including radio and TV, and various online print publications as well. My unique approach and methods help people with type 2 diabetes and pre-diabetes lower A1C, lose weight, and reduce or stop medications naturally with nutrition. And they have now been scientifically proven to work.
Are you ready to take charge of your diabetes health? Dr. Jetta's T2 Diet Program has been clinically proven in a randomized controlled trial to dramatically reduce A1C, weight, and medications in just 16 weeks. The T2 Diet Program will guide you step by step to discover an eating plan that feels natural and sustainable for you, and most importantly, works to get results. Learn more and join the program today at type2diabetestalk.com/programs.
What can you expect from Type 2 Diabetes Talk? Well, I can't believe it's 2023, and when I look around, I still see inaccurate information, misinformation, lies and damaging recommendations, falsifications, drug pushing, and companies trying to sell people into programs and services with no scientific basis, no proof, no evidence. If you're searching out on the internet, I can tell you, it really is the Wild West Web. People will be throwing stuff at you left, right, and centre, and most of it won't be right. So first I would say, you can expect the truth from Type 2 Diabetes Talk. No fluff, just great stuff. And here on Type 2 Diabetes Talk, you will receive the same respect as we provide through everything we do. Let me express our 6 core values and approach, which will better explain the respect that we will extend to you. Number one is evidence over opinion. We translate the best available evidence into practical, clear, easy to understand resources that allow people to take action and make positive changes in their lives. Opinion is great, but let's face it, it means very little without evidence and experience to back it. Yet, like I said before, there is no shortage of opinions out there, which unfortunately leads to a lot of misinformation. With evidence, you can take action with confidence and apply proven strategies and techniques rather than following unproven things that can keep you going around in circles for years. Number two, treatment versus prevention. We focus on sharing information that can help with treatment so people can concentrate on the things that really matter to achieve the results they deserve. I've dedicated episode 2 to this topic because there is a really big difference between treatment versus prevention. So please tune in to the next episode to hear more about that. Number 3, sincerity and care. Everything we do stems from our deep care to support people to improve their health, and we're honoured to sustain long-term customer relationships that span years. Number 4, tell it like it is. We're not afraid to challenge the status quo or think outside the square. As Einstein said, the significant problems we have cannot be solved at the same level of thinking that created them. That's right, as a nutritionist, you may find I'm a bit different. And I have to confess, you may hear things on this podcast that you may have never heard before. What I mean by this is I'm a nutritionist and diabetes educator who thinks outside the square, always have. That's what's led me on this epic journey to support you. I'm not here to feed you the same old diet and health information you've heard or believed to be true your entire life because, like I've alluded to a number of times today, lots of info can be misleading or even plain wrong. So keep an open mind as you listen to what we share in the coming weeks ahead. Number 5, we love food. Through our delicious, nutritious recipes, meal ideas, and food tips, we aim to inspire people to find joy in their eating plan and make changes that feel natural and sustainable. Finding what's natural and sustainable for you is really important. And once you can do that, you'll have no problems achieving and sustaining your results. Lastly, number 6, we value all people. No matter what shape, size, age, gender, or background, we respect all people equally and do not tolerate negativity, judgment, or shaming of any kind. I've heard all sorts of things from people about their health practitioners and the negativity they receive. And unfortunately, it is rampant in our healthcare system and really only highlights people's ignorance and lack of care. You should never be treated this way, and you won't find any of that here. Most importantly, on Type 2 Diabetes Talk and with everything we do, it's our mission to provide proven, practical solutions that help you achieve and maintain your blood sugar and health goals naturally through nutrition and lifestyle. How will Type 2 Diabetes Talk help you? Well, quite simply, it could change your life. Taking the information we share each week and applying it, that part is up to you. As you heard at the very beginning of the show, people have submitted lots of topic suggestions that we'll cover, including blood sugar levels, weight loss and gain and maintenance, medications, foods, diabetes and other health conditions, pre-diabetes, inflammation, exercise, and much more. Take what you learn each week and apply it. Guaranteed, your health will improve. And if you need more help along the way, you can visit our website to explore the programs and services we have to offer. To kickstart this podcast, I'll be sharing 3 episodes in our first week, so you can dig your teeth into some great listening material right away. And after that, you can expect 1 new episode each week. New episodes will be available Tuesdays, 10 a.m. US Eastern Time, or your time zone equivalent, as we know we've got listeners and members and subscribers from all over the globe. So Tuesdays 10 a.m. US Eastern Time, or your time zone equivalent. So you can go and subscribe in Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast platform so that new episodes will be instantly available to you. You can also go to type2diabetestalk.com to find replays, show notes, and resources for all the episodes. From our website, you can also leave me a voice message or topic suggestion. So please do that, as I'd love to hear from you. You can also subscribe to our weekly e-news to receive email reminders about the weekly episodes. The point being, there'll be many, many more resources available over on the website. So visit type2diabetestalk.com to explore your options. For members listening, we will have additional member perks included with this show, such as new guides and downloadable food lists, extra Q&A sessions with expert guests, the full transcript of the show, and much more. So you can log into the members site and head to the library to find all the episodes of Type 2 Diabetes Talk and any additional perks and resources. Plus, keep an eye on your dash, as we'll also post the new episodes and opportunities there. I hope you find Type 2 Diabetes Talk a valuable resource that helps you understand more about your health condition so you can feel empowered with confidence and skills to manage your health effectively, both now and in the long term. If you could please share Type 2 Diabetes Talk with friends, family, colleagues, and anyone else you can think of, because together we can make a difference. In the next episode, we're exploring the difference between treatment and prevention. Sounds straightforward enough, I know, but it's a topic that seems to get confused by lots of people. And if you're confused, that can prevent you from getting the best results. So make sure you tune in to learn more. Thank you so much for joining me today on episode number 1. I hope you enjoyed it, and I look forward to seeing you soon. Dr. Jeddah, over and out.
Thanks for tuning in to Type 2 Diabetes Talk. Please subscribe to the show on your favorite podcast platform. And for episode replays, episode notes, and more, visit type2diabetestalk.com. New episodes are available Tuesdays, 10 a.m. US Eastern Time, or your time zone equivalent. Thanks again. We're truly grateful to be a part of your life and help make a real difference.